thank you for joining us for the Help for Wounded Spirits broadcast. We exist to help those wounded and suffering through life's trials. Here is our host and best-selling author, Doug Carriger.
Great to be back with you. We certainly hope this finds you well and in the arms of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And man, we're just getting back together on recording this broadcast. We had been off. We had got a little bit ahead. And so we're a little bit short on yesterday's broadcast, a little bit long on the day before. But I think we're going to hit this one right on the nose. But good morning, Kevin. Are we still finding you in Ocala?
Good morning. I am still in Ocala, and the weather is pretty cool here. Yeah. It is a sunny It's going to be 79 degrees today.
Wow. So I think we're 75 here, 74, and that's the difference, obviously, and where we're at in the country, but just beautiful weather, a little bit windy, except for the pollen. You know, if we could get rid of that silly pollen. So we've been going through a verse-by-verse exegetical study of the life of Christ. We found ourselves going through the entire book of John. We left there, we went to the Olivet Discord in Matthew, a little bit longer than Luke, a little bit longer than the other books there. I thought it was a little bit more fulfilling. Kevin and I are well aware we're going to sign miracles, great things that are going on. I wanted, now this is not a paid advertisement, I don't know anybody who's doing this, but finding good Christian TV is hard. And my wife Debbie for the last year or so has been watching a show called The Chosen. And I really started watching it, whether I've watched season one and almost season two with her. There's going to be a fourth season added at Easter. Just a wonderful show. Is it exactly Bible? They have to add in some names for people's wives and things like that. But folks, you can even find it on your iPad or your telephone by typing in The Chosen. You don't even have to go to a search engine. They actually have their own. I mean, you don't have to go to a streaming thing. They actually stream it themselves under The Chosen. It's an app you can put on your phone, your iPad, or your computer. It's absolutely free. It's a wonderful show, and I recommend it. I get goosebumps every time Jesus comes on the scene. So we're talking about unknown timing. Boy, we live a world with unknown timing, don't we? You know, we're not exactly sure when this is going to happen. We're moving toward it. Debbie and I have been remodeling our house. We've been, you know, things have went from the tans and all that to gray. By the time we get done with all the grays and the blues and the darker colors, there's going to be another color on the scene, I'm sure. But it's going to wait another 10 years. But it's unknown timing. You got so much going on in life. Debbie and I travel all the time. We work with people. There's so much going on. Well, when it comes to the vision of God, God has an appointed time, but he doesn't tell it to us. So when we're talking about unknown timing and God's timing, one of the verses that came to my mind was Habakkuk, where it says, "For the vision is yet for an appointed time, but the end it shall speak and not lie. Though it tarry, wait for it, because it will surely come." Wait on the Lord, it tells us in Psalm 27. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. And then that wonderful verse we're all so familiar with over in Isaiah 40, verse number 31. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. So I guess what I'm telling you with unknown timing is wait on the Lord. Let him renew your strength. And then it says, they shall mount up with wings, Kevin, as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. So, brethren, I want to tell you this today. I know that we get overwhelmed. I know the pressure of the world is pushing up against us. But listen, friends, we're here for you. God is more here for you. He wants to work with you in these trials, in these tribulations, in these PTSD brains, in these trauma brains. Sometimes we can get thinking the wrong way. God says, stop that. Wait on me. Read my Bible. Trust me. Do the things that promote me in your life, in your heart. Let the Holy Spirit work, Kevin. God expects us to trust his unknown timing and to wait on him.
Yeah, it's so important. When we go through junk and there's trauma in our life, I talked, you know, we're starting a chapter here in Ocala, Lord willing. And boy, sometime we want to have on the website, you know, where you can go to a trauma chapter, because sure. there's a chapter there in Texas where someone drives 8 hours to get there every week, tries to go every week. Yeah. Yeah, you got to go a long ways in Texas just to go anywhere. But anyway, the we're trying to make a difference. So we're trying to do more. So, but when you're going through junk, I'm talking to people all the time. Last night after church, people going through trauma. We're going to first responders tonight. We're going to be going to 3 fire stations and talking to people with trauma. But this is PTSD. But this is the thing: when you're going through trauma, there's an appointed end, and you talk about an appointment. Doug went to you did some kind of an appointment here recently for physical therapy, occupational therapy. So you had an appointment. You showed up. There was an appointment. And it's the same thing with everything we do. We have an appointment. God's got an appointment. It's appointed unto man wants to die, but after this judgment. But I'm thankful that as a Christian, I am appointed not to wrath. So in our scripture, we're going to be talking about we're not appointed for this wrath, but to obtain mercy by our Lord Jesus Christ. So I've got an appointment with mercy. And it's, we're invited to a throne of grace. And the more often we go, and if you're going through junk, the more often you go and make your own appointment, because there's an open invitation at the throne of grace. It's not a throne of judgment. Show up there and say, God, I'm here to tell you I messed up, or I'm here to tell you I'm having a hard time. You make that set those appointments, and then it's going to help the other appointments. And I'm going somewhere with this. Job had an appointment with God in a whirlwind. The appointment was at a certain time. In fact, it says later on in the book of James that, behold, we count them happy which endure, meaning wait until the appointed time when God shows up and fixes the stuff. You have heard of the patience of Job and have seen the end of the Lord, meaning the end result of when God gets done, that the Lord is very pitiful and of tender mercy. What happened with Job? He was being a malign, misunderstood. People were saying, get over it, Job. How long is it going to be till you put your trust in God again and blah, blah, blah. As he put up with things, eventually God showed up. But he showed up, it says, when Job prayed for his friends. So when Job got over, listen, bitterness, in that case, that was the tripped the switch that God fixed everything, gave him twice as much as he had before. And God's in the business of doing that. So in my trauma, I want to look for the way to inject obedience into things. When there's God shows me something that's missing in the equation, and that thing that's missing is something for me to do, be on the lookout for that. Because when any one of us say, you know what, I'm going through something, Lord, what is it that you want? Search my heart. And then God says, you know what, you need to forgive these knuckleheads. They cause you a lot of misery. Pray for them that God would get them right with himself so they could be blessed. And in you wishing that on them, I'm going to show up and bless you. Bottom line, that's what was the thing that threw the switch for Job. So I want to be the one, Doug, and I'm not very good at it, but when I'm going through junk and people attack me, I want to be the one to say, okay, I am going to go ahead and patiently wait for God to show up, number one. And number two, be the one that, prays for my enemies, injects obedience, gets something right, puts something under the blood, confesses something to God, goes to someone else, apologizes, do all that I can do, and it'll hasten the day when God says, all right, enough. Here's a pile of blessings like he did to Joseph and Job and all those guys.
Yeah, boy, that's good, brother. And I want to be that person. I want to, folks, I'll tell you, if we knew the timing on things, I was thinking as Kevin was speaking there, imagine if you knew the day you were going to die. Imagine if you knew the day something traumatic, terrible was going to, you'd live your life in fear of that. Live your life. It would be terrible. And Kevin saying, and just what I'm thinking as he's saying it, that was the great thing about it is I want to be that person that's ready for all these eventualities. I want to be the person that's looking for God. And at the same time, I want to be ready. You know, we live this life that's roller coasters. You know, anybody who's been married for more than a day knows that. You know, there's roller coasters in life. Once you bring, you know, two sinners into the same thing, and I got a great one, but we're sinners, you know. There's roller coasters in that. And then once, you know, you get 20, 30 years in, man, that the roller coasters, it's mostly flat. And then when you get into life, I mean, these interpersonal relationships, Kevin, and you know exactly what I'm saying, these friendships, whoa, and where these trauma-filled people, we're a mess. But we got to remember we're dealing with fellow sinners. And we're looking for the timing of God, but at the whole, all along the way, as we look, we're going to be of good courage. We're going to strengthen our hearts, and we're going to help other people wait upon the Lord. We're going to point people to the Lord. We're going to love people. We're going to hold people. We're going to be kind. We're going to be disciplined. Man, disciplined is so big in what we do today. And so, folks, just hang in. This is so good. I love what you said, Kevin. Unknown timing. We're going to be coming back, getting right into our exegetical study, so hang with us. Let's let the radio stations do what they got to do.
Shortly. Meanwhile, you're hearing this music while radio stations are identifying themselves and broadcasting advertisements.
So, folks, as we continue on, moving forward with an exegetical study of the life of Christ. And we find ourselves again, as you know, in the Olivet Discourse, there on the Mount of Olives. It's like God's standing there talking to us. And he certainly is. All these years later, the Word of God still ministers to us. And, you know, Christ ministers through the Holy Spirit to us every day. I feel him. I sense him. I sense the Holy Spirit of God. I sense the Trinity, you know, the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost doing a work in me. And we, you know, sometimes I've had preachers tell me this. I've had missionaries tell me this. I've said this to people. Sometimes I feel like, God, are you really talking to me today? Are things, but he always is. Sometimes I just have to read the Word of God a little more. Sometimes I have to watch some better things, have some better things, ask some better questions. And as we move forward, we find ourselves in Matthew. We're there on the Mount of Olives. We find ourselves in Matthew 24. We've been through, you know, signs, certain fulfillment, now unknown timing. And it says in verse, starting in verse 36 and going through verse number 39, it starts off saying, but of that day and hour knoweth no man. No, not the angels of heaven, but my Father only. He said, you know, nobody knows. And I remember there was an evangelist that was going around churches that I hang out in years ago, Knucklehead out west, and he was going out telling people, I'm certain the day is this because I found it on this Bible. Stop the number stuff.
Yeah.
Do the God stuff. But as the days of Noah were there in verse number 37, so shall also the coming of Son of Man. For as in days that were before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage until the day that Noah entered into the ark, Noah. And know not until the flood came and took them all away. So shall also the coming of Son of Man should be. So nobody knew. Noah's out there building the boat. He said, it's going to rain. You know, Noah's out there saying, it's going to rain, man. It's there's going to be some rain going on out here, and there's going to be but building the boat, getting to go, buying up all the gopher wood, you know, using up all that probably energy from rivers and stuff and water and soaring and working with his boys. But there's an unknown time. And again, that underscores that there's a mystery and there's a sovereignty to God that we have no business to be part of. So if you got some knucklehead running around saying, well, I looked at this verse at this time and it's this many weeks, shut up. There's nobody, the Bible says, knows the time. If there's anybody who ever predicted the time out there that used to be an evangelist or shouldn't be an evangelist anymore, they don't know the Bible. Stop it. You know, stop it. God has got that out. And so, but making a comparison to the days of Noah, that's some pretty strong stuff there. You know, that's pretty sudden that happened with Noah. Then the rain showed, boom, it was flooded. Everybody was gone except for Noah, the kids, the wives, things of that nature, the daughter-in-laws. And so just things to think about as I pass this over to Kevin, the mystery of God's timing, you know, that comparison to Noah's days, it can happen that quick. There's a suddenness. and to be living in readiness. And we're going to be talking a lot more about that tomorrow. So, Kevin, we got to have this going for us, right?
Yes, sir. There's some really great things to keep in mind about what you were saying. It was so good because, the evangelists going around, there were several different, but the thing that's on my mind is, things don't change. People don't change. That evangelist maybe is quiet or dead or whatever.
Yeah.
But there's not as many date setters, but I tell you what, there are people that keep the electricity up over current events online all the time. There's so many YouTube churches and folks, I believe that we need to assemble with saints. That means bodily. I mean,
don't forsake, right?
Yeah, we call the church a body. That means it's the body of Jesus Christ. But remember, it's composed of bodies that are the temple of God. And so we minister bodily to each other. In other words, we shake hands, we hug, we, you know, just whatever. But our church can't be this virtual thing. I'm not saying that I don't check into things online. I'm a YouTuber. I mean, I don't have a channel. I think I do, but I mean, it's not like it's in use or posted, but we have so many people today getting amped up all the time. Like, okay, we're going to run out of food this summer. It's this summer. I heard that 3 years ago, someone said this summer we're going to run out of food. And I had to talk to that person and say, well, listen, I'm on the road. And as I go on the road, I know farmers, that's their life. Ask someone who it's their life. They'll tell you if we're going to run out of food.
Yeah.
Okay. The guy on YouTube, he's making money. He's getting Patreon donations. His life is he's got to keep you guys amped up, and he's either a deceiver or he could be just kind of deceived. The Bible says they that be rich pierce themselves with many sorrows. And anyway, we have God's church, and let's not get amped up over things. The farmers are the farmers that I talk to. When I ask them, I'm like, "What about this?" And they said, "Yeah, all I can tell you is there's a lot of food out in the field, and it's going to be in the market next year. A lot of it's going to be in the market next year. So don't, we got at least a year of food. Hello." So Jesus is saying, "Watch out! Don't get amped up over people that are trying to set the dates." So the other thing that is in this scripture here is that that day and the hour knoweth no man, no, not the angels of heaven, but my Father's only. This day's Noah, where two shall be in the field, the one taken and the other left.
Yeah.
So
wow.
Just a ton of stuff. But when the rapture happens, this is one of those things that applies to the rapture. Yeah, the rapture will be taking, if you're saved, you'll be taken, and the guy that's not saved next to you in the field, he will be left. That's definitely true. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, for the trumpet shall sound, the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be, changed in a moment. So as all these things take place, of course it's going to be. But what Jesus is talking about here is clearly not the rapture. And so don't get too stuck on that. That verse has to fit the rapture because, and I'll just prove it to you real quick, in the book of Luke, the companion scripture, like Doug was talking about in Luke chapter 17, two women shall be grinding together, one shall be taken and the other left. Two men shall be in the field, the one taken and the other left. If that only means the rapture, then the next scripture is not true, because the next scripture says, they answered and said unto him, where, Lord? In other words, when they're taken, when they got one's taken, the other's left, it's the answer is judgment, because he said unto them, whithersoever the body is, thither shall the eagles be gathered together. Where are the people that are taken going to go? In the Olivet Discourse? In discourse, meaning at the end of the tribulation, I believe there's going to be a severing of the goats from the sheep, the people that get saved in the tribulation. So the people that are going to be left, people that are going to be taken will be taken to judgment. People that are going to be left taken into the kingdom. So anyway, not to get eschatological, but don't get cranked up on that. I'm just so glad Doug, that we have a Jesus that knew what he was talking about, is going to keep his word just like he said, and we can understand these things. And when we're going through junk, we can just say, God, you got it all. If you're going to handle eternity's calendar, you can handle my calendar.
Yeah, that's good, brother. And you know, I think that as we move forward, what we take from this, what we practically put into our brains and our wounded spirits is, you know, pray about being accepting and thankful for prophecy and eschatology and the mystery of God's timing, knowing that he knows what's best. He knew when we were going to be born. He knew when we were going to be born again. He knows all. And so trust in God's timing. And you know, pray about the comparison of days of Noah. This could happen at any moment, any time. And so pray about that and think of that. There's a suddenness that comes with this. Very suddenly, there'll be a flood. Very suddenly, we'll be taught, you know, from God's nature and redemption very suddenly. And what we're going to be talking about tomorrow, dear friends, is being ready, living in readiness. Well, we sure do love you guys. We hope you have a great day and know we're praying for you. And please pray for us. May God bless you.
Thank you for listening to our broadcast. At Help for Wounded Spirits, we believe the Bible and place great importance on you having a personal relationship with your Lord and Savior. The Bible delivers a clear and simple message of salvation, outlining how you can begin your personal relationship now. First, recognize that you are a sinner, as all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Second, understand that there is a cost to our sin, as the wages of sin is death. Third, realize that Jesus alone paid that price. To receive salvation, simply ask the Lord to save you in Jesus' name while believing in your heart that He alone can save you, and He will. If we can help you with your salvation or to direct you to a local church, please do not hesitate to contact us. For additional helpful resources, including our new TV series, more information, or to donate and support this crucial ministry, please visit us at woundedspirits.com. May God bless you.